Joy Tactics.
Okay, guys, before we begin, I have something to plug. It's the dream that I had last night that is going to shock you all, especially Nate and Jack. Here's what happened. I woke up. Okay, in my nightmare last night, I'm scuba diving in a deep blue ocean. I lose my scuba mask, and no, it's not related to the CPAP mask that stayed on. I see the sunlight at the top of the water, and I start swimming up to the top. I'm drowning. I'm feeling myself drowning. Then I wake up in real life, and I spit out, I'm not kidding you, about a half a cup to a full cup of spit out of my mouth.
What do you mean a full cup of spit?
A full cup? That's not possible.
Jesus.
That's like
hella,
a llama. That's like a cow.
Hella no. spit. Not no. a full cup, but like a half a cup. Literally
no.
to where it was all over the pillow. Like, it was like coming out of my lips for a second.
You
it
were
just
drooling.
Like spit.
You were drooling.
But I was drooling maybe in my mouth. It like
you were drooling and catching it in your own mouth.
That's yeah. right.
There's yeah. no doubt that the spit is CPAP related, right? You wouldn't be
no.
having that levels of spit
no,
if this wasn't.
No, it's not a side. No, no.
Well,
and I
oh,
spit
God,
out.
Trying to think.
I was like looking at it because I was like, maybe it's blood because this is so much. No, it's just simple spit. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I want to figure this out. Like, what did
so
you
I'm
eat something
like,
really good
I'm
for dinner and you're still thinking about it or
nothing that good? Simple, Damn. Simple pasta.
And you were drowning in your dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
and
glad
I
you
would
brought
never
that
drown
up.
After my swim team history. I could never drown.
Right, that would offend all your teammates, your coach too much. God damn
right.
it, he didn't fucking listen to me.
May she rest in peace.
Oh, your swim coach got.
I think she might have. She was not that healthy.
And all if, right, you guys. If you place bets on
oh, yeah, so,
how long it would take for Eric to bring up a past death in his well, in his life.
Yeah.
We're at 2 minutes now, so that's a really big. Whoever bet on that one is making
and
bank.
That's a plug. So if you're in Eric's subconscious, if you're in his dreams, go ahead and check out that moment.
Check that shit out right ass now. Can you believe that though? Swimming.
No,
it was crazy. I've never felt anything
wild.
Like it.
Well,
I'm feeling something
what,
like
what
that
are we
right
talking
now.
About? Well, this well, kind of this ties in, I think, very perfectly into the topic this episode, which is, and I really can't believe that we haven't done this yet. We haven't covered this topic. It's reasons to live.
No, this is like reasons to live. The alpha test. This is there's going to be about 10 versions of this
right.
episode. This is like the early Patreon experiment version of this episode because we're just trying to figure out what the reasons are. But there's over 100.
It's exploratory.
Yeah. There's theories of what reasons there could be to live because you can't just live. You have to have a reason. I hate to put it that way, but you do have to have a reason. You can't have no reason. So one of them could be to get a bite. It can be that simple.
Right.
It doesn't have to be falling in love or reinventing the mm-hmm. wheel. Or
it could be fame.
Which is, people knock that reason. They say, nah, that's no reason to live. Well, wait till you've felt it yourself. then get back to me, won't you?
Yeah. Go ahead and when you get to a level in your life, when you are simply telling people like Tila Tequila that you're too fucking busy because you have shit going on that she couldn't imagine. That's a reason to live, trust me. You will be running from the Grim Reaper faster than an F-1000 McLaren, trust me.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.